SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net to access game broadcast archives, live score updates, exclusive video interviews, and to listen live to the Cal Ripken World Series. Small city nestled in northeastern Maryland, a perfect location between Baltimore and Philadelphia. This city of 15,000 people is the hometown of one of the most notable players in the history of baseball.
Swing at it!
This week, we showcase the best youth baseball athletes from around the world in the Cal Ripken World Series. Live streaming coverage is powered by Giant, Big League Chew, and Visit Baltimore. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
And we welcome you to Cal Seniors Yard here for game number 3 of the day. This is the 5:30 game. We had a 2-hour rain delay. Southeast and the Mid-Atlantic coming up here in this ball game. Southeast from Atlanta Beach, Florida. And, of course, the boys from the Mid-Atlantic from Marlton, New Jersey. Back with the first pitch in a moment.
Hey, baseball fans. Do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help. Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your storage needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out the garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Kidsway Mobile is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. Watch every game live, where you can root for your team by creating clips to share your favorite plays. Download the Kidsway app, K-I-S-W-E, in your Apple and Google Play app.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Marlton, New Jersey, out of the Mid-Atlantic, is the designated home team here tonight. For Southeast, out of Atlantic Beach, Florida, Hayes Brubaker will lead off and play center field. Josh Cush, the second baseman, bats second. Kaito Morrow, the right fielder, bats third. Chase Talk, the shortstop, bats fourth. Connor Sutherland, the third baseman, bats fifth. Connor Hegan, the pitcher, will bat sixth. Kate Hitson, the left fielder, bats seventh. Dylan Farah, the catcher, bats eighth. Jacob Hamill, the first baseman, bats ninth. And the extra hitter is Larry Zumwalt. For Mid-Atlantic, Ethan Stith will lead off and play second base. Colby Reynolds, the catcher, bat second. Blake Morgan will play first and bat third. Aaron Bergstrom will pitch and hit cleanup. Zach Weiner, the right fielder, will bat fifth. Jackson Edelman will bat sixth and play shortstop. Adrian Hernandez, the third baseman, will bat seventh. Chris Bonifilia will play center field and bat eighth. Josh Free, the extra hitter, bats ninth. And Ryan Furman, the left fielder, bats tenth. Defensively, from left to right, Furman, Bonifilia, and Weiner. Third baseman Hernandez, shortstop Edelman, second baseman Stith, and the first baseman Morgan. The catcher Reynolds for the right-handed offerings of Aaron Bergstrom. And in a game that was supposed to start at 5:30, some 2 hours and 17 minutes later, ready to go. Hayes Brubaker steps in from the left side, and we are underway. First pitch in there for a called strike. 7:47, first pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Yeah. Southeast lost to Ohio Valley yesterday. Ohio Valley lost today to Pacific Northwest 9-6. That pitch misses outside, 1-2. Boo Baker into the wind, and the pitch popped up left side. That's going to make it to the stands and out of play. Marlton, New Jersey, wearing the powder blue jerseys with the maroon trim, similar to the Philadelphia Phillies. Atlantic Beach, Florida, similar color scheme to South Florida University with the green and the Vegas gold. Pitch breaking ball misses low, and it's 2-2. Had a thriller here before this one. It was an 11-2 game, but Midwest Plains rallied to make it an 11-9 game with a tying run at the plate in the top of the sixth. Three balls and two strikes now to Hayes Brubaker. The 3-2 pitch misses up and away for ball four. So after getting ahead 0-2, Brubaker forces a walk from the pitcher, Bergstrom. Steps off and feints to first. Pacific Southwest and Maryland State coming up tonight after this one. That's a big American bracket game. Ball down the line, and it's a fair ball. Just inside the bag. The throw comes in, and it's cut off. And just like that, Southeast with runners at second and third to start the inning on the double by Cuss. I think the home plate umpire was caught off guard that there was no third base umpire down there. And that's the complaint, I think, from the manager of Marlton, New Jersey. Because I'm not sure that ball was actually fair. But we have umpired for 30 years, and that is a tough occupation. We umpired the District 7 tournament down in Calvert County here in the postseason. The first pitch to Cato Moro is in there for a strike. 0-1. Bergstrom from the stretch trying to pitch out of a jam here in the first. 2-1, nobody out for Southeast. Sky to center field, and it's going to be caught. Nice grab on the run there by Chris Bonifilia. And with that momentum coming forward, the runner unable to tag up and come in. One away. Bonifilia had to come a long way to get that ball, and he did. Going to bring up Chase Tonk. Tonk pitched against Ohio Valley. Hard throwing right-hander. Ohio Valley got him for four in the first inning. He takes a ball here, and it's 1-0. Bergstrom from the stretch. Looks back at second. Now steps off. Nobody back there. Bergstrom throws. Misses outside. 2-0. That was a close pitch. Tonk, 1-for-4 in this World Series. Fouls one back, and it's off the net, and it's 2-1. Turned into a nice evening here in Aberdeen after temperatures of the 90s earlier today. After the rain, 77. Grounded to third. Stays fair. They're going to throw to first. They get the out. Throw back across, and the runner is in. So Brubaker comes in to score. Cuss moves up to third. Tonk is retired 5-3 on the good throw by Adrian Hernandez. So two outs. Southeast up by a score of 1-0. Kids playing with a ball over the back of the fence, and it comes onto the field. Left fielder Ryan Furman runs it down for him. So runner at third with two outs. 1-0. Atlantic Beach, Florida on top. Pitch from Bergstrom. Fouled off the netting. And it's 0-1 to Connor Sutherland. Popped up right side. First baseman Blake Morgan coming down the line, and he secures it with two hands for the final out of the inning. Southeast gets the first two guys on, but Bergstrom pitches out of major danger here in the first. A run in, one left at the end of a half inning. Southeast 1, Middle Atlantic coming up. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Both of these teams still looking for their first win of this Cal Ripken World Series. Southeast will turn to Connor Hegan here today to do the pitching. Right-hander. Ethan Stith will lead off for Mid-Atlantic, 0 for 4 in the Cal Ripken World Series so far. Steps in from the right side wearing number 9. Hegan into the wind. The fastball misses low, ball 1. 1-0 Southeast here in the bottom of the first. Hegan fastball in there for a strike. 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed, 1-2. And it's not as if any of the Southeast pitchers can't throw. They all throw with pretty good velocity. They just ran into two buzzsaws here. Hartford County, who's undefeated, and Ohio Valley, who played well last night. That pitch is low, and it's 2-2. There's some good clubs here on both sides. Fight for those four playoff positions. Going to be intense. That pitch misses low and away, and it's 3-2. Huge game in the U.S. bracket coming up with Pacific Southwest and Maryland State after this one. 3-2 pitch. Low, ball 4. So Stith is on with a walk. That'll bring up Colby Reynolds. The catcher, 0 for 5 in the series so far. Ball gets away from the Mid-Atlantic bullpen. I'll have to retrieve that before we can continue. If you're looking for the Maryland State Pacific Southwest game, that game will be coming up following the conclusion of this one. Throw to first, and Stith is back. We had a 2-hour, 18-minute rain delay for the 3 o'clock game. All you folks from Honolulu checking in. See one of your favorite folks, Kenny Amatalolo, tomorrow in Newport, Rhode Island for AAC Media Days with the Navy football team. Good bunt, back to the pitcher. Hegan makes the play, throwing the first for the out. 1-3, Stith moves up to second.
First
That'll bring up Blake Morgan. First baseman with the open stance. Grounds it to the right side. Nice pick there by the first baseman, Jacob Hamill, who touches the bag unassisted. And there's two outs. Stith moves up to third. That'll bring up Aaron Bergstrom, the pitcher. Bergstrom, the cleanup hitter. 1-for-4 so far in the series. He's scored a run. And he's walked. Trying to drive in the tying run 70 feet away. Pitches in there at the knees for a strike. Hegan into the line and the pitch. On the outer half for a called strike, 0-2. Connor Hegan looking to leave the runner at third. Ground ball hit to the right side. Takes a nice big hop for the second baseman. Cuss throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Mid-Atlantic gets a walk. They leave a man at the end of one here in Aberdeen. Southeast 1, Mid-Atlantic nothing. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Kidsway Mobile is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. Watch every game live, where you can root for your team by creating clips to share your favorite plays. Download the Kidsway app, K-I-S-W-E, in your Apple and Google Play app store.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Adrian Hernandez, the new pitcher for Mid-Atlantic out of Marlton, New Jersey. Adam Bergstrom, who played the first inning at pitcher, now goes to shortstop. Moving in at third base goes Jackson Edelman. So just position changes. Edelman at third, Bergstrom the shortstop, Hernandez the pitcher. Connor Hegan to lead off this top of the second inning here for Southeast. 1-0 in favor of the Stars from Atlantic Beach, Florida. Hernandez into the line, and the right-hander fires low and inside for ball one. Hegan getting out of trouble in that first inning on the mound, trying to help himself now at the plate. Skies one to left center field and deep. Going back to center fielder, and it is gone! Home run, Connor Hegan. 2-0 Southeast. No better way to help yourself than hitting a long ball. The pitcher, Connor Hegan, hits the home run here to make it a 2-0 Southeast lead. As he smoked that one to left center field. That's his first hit of the tournament. That'll bring up Cade Hitson, the left fielder. Fastball in there at the knees for a called strike. Breaking ball stays high, 1-1. Hitson, 1-for-3 with a walk so far in the tournament. Scored a run against Harford County. Pops one up on the left side. It's going to stay in play, and a good catch by Edelman over at third for the out. Yeah. So foul out to the third baseman for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up the catcher, Dylan Farah. Breaking ball stays high, 1-0. Farah 0-for-3 in the tournament, grounds one to the left side. Edelman charges, throws in time. Fine play by Jackson Edelman. Two away. Jacob Hamill, the first baseman, comes up now for Southeast, who leads it 2-0 after the Hegan home run. Hamill, the right-handed swinger, up close to the plate with a closed stance. Takes inside for ball one. 0-for-2 with two walks so far in the tournament. Hits this one deep to left field. That one's going to go up against the top of the wall and over the fence for a ground rule double for Jacob Hamill for his first hit of this Cal Ripken World Series. On the ground rule double, a power surge for Southeast here in the top of the second inning. The homer by Hegan and now the ground rule double by Hamill. That'll bring up Larry Zumwalt, the extra hitter. Two nothing Southeast. Hamill at second, and a pitch inside for ball one. This one grounded foul outside third. It's 1-1. Hayes Brubaker, the leadoff man, is on deck. 1-1 pitch coming up to Zumwalt. Breaking ball, too high. Oh, late call from Ken Pennington, and it's going to be 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Good fastball riding inside by Hernandez. Two hits, a run, a man left, end of 1.5 at Southeast 2. And Mid-Atlantic, nothing. You're listening to the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hey, baseball fans, do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help. Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your storage needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out their garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
Folks, I'm the extra crispy Colonel from KFC, and it sure is hot out. You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, but you can't use the sidewalk to freshly double bread three chicken tenders and fry them up to an extra crispy, juicy finish and serve them with a biscuit, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. You can only get a real meal like that in my extra crispy tenders $5 fill-up. It's 100% guaranteed not to be fried on sidewalks. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Southeast. Connor Hegan, the pitcher, helped himself with a home run there at that top of the second inning. Weiner, Hernandez, and Bonifilio due for Mid-Atlantic. Weiner, the right-handed batter. The pitch from Hegan. Fastball in there for a call and strike. Goes with the off-speed pitch, and it bounces in front of the plate, 1-1. The 1-1 offering. laced into left field for a base hit. Weiner makes the turn at first. His second hit of the tournament. He's now 2-for-3 with a walk in three games. And he has Mid-Atlantic with a leadoff single. Stith led off the game with a walk, so the leadoff man on in both innings for Mid-Atlantic. That'll bring up Jackson Edelman. Takes a fastball high for ball one. Hernandez, Bonifilia, Free, and Furman. Still to come for the Mid-Atlantic All-Stars. Hegan will throw, and they got him. Weiner trying to dive back. Stopped on the carpet and then had to reach back over. And a good pickoff move, and he's out 1-3. Hegan helping himself there. Edelman, 2-for-3 so far in the series at the plate. Pops it up on the right side. Hamill, the first baseman, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. I'll bring up the pitcher, Adrian Hernandez. Mid-Atlantic Stars out of Marlton, New Jersey. Fastball misses for ball one. Hernandez, 1-for-3 so far in the series. Hegan winds, swing and a miss at the high fastball. That one fouled into the catcher's mitt. 1-2. Fouled off to the right out in the parking lot. It stays 1-2. Marlton in the Evesham Township. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Hegan gets Hernandez for the final out. They get a single. He gets picked off at the end of two. Southeast 2, Mid-Atlantic nothing. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sam's Club has the lowest prices of the season on select items for one day only this Saturday. You can't miss out on these incredible savings. Members Mark 450 thread count sheets, queen set just $24.98. And a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV just $4.28. Shop this Saturday only, in-club or online. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the lineup for Team Southeast here in the top of the third. It'll be Brubaker, Cuss, and Morrow. 2-0 Southeast. First inning run scored on a double by Cuss, and then home run by Connor Hegan in the second inning. Brubaker walked his first time up. Fastball from Hernandez. Misses low for a ball. 1-0. Fastball rides high. 2-0. Two zero pitch, fastball in there for a called strike. 2-1. Brubaker eventually scoring on the ground out by Tonk. Hernandez steps off for the moment, regathers, puts the hands together on the mound. Into the wind for the 2-1 pitch. Changeup swung through and missed. 2-2. Excellent changeup from Adrian Hernandez. 2-2 to Brubaker. Hernandez into the wind and the pitch. Grounded toward first. Blake Morgan with a beautiful play down there. Scoops it up from a knee. Touches first for the first out of the inning. One away, and Josh Cuss is the batter. He doubled his first time up. He's left at third. 2-0 Southeast. Hernandez into the wind. Cuss deep in the box and misses low 1-0. Popped up on the right side. That's going to make it into the stands. It's 1-1. Furman, Bonifilia, Weiner left to right in the outfield. Edelman, Bergstrom, Stith, and Morgan in the infield. Reynolds the catcher for Adrian Hernandez. Came in a relief of Bergstrom who pitched the first inning. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Cuss with a hulking cut. And it's 1-2. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Southeast. 0-1-0 for Mid-Atlantic. Line drive right center field. That's going to be a problem. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Cuss around first. Speeding to second. And he'll stop right there with a double. Second double of the night for Josh Cuss. Kaito Moro. Coming to the plate. Cuss now with three hits in the tournament. He's also hit by a pitch. Gets his lead off second. Hernandez steps off. One out, runner at second. Southeast trying to add to a 2-0 lead. Grounded to third, and it's foul. No balls and one strike. Morrow flied to center field his first time up. Hernandez will tie his shoe. No balls and one strike with one away. Hernandez from the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball blooped into right field. And it's going to be a problem in between both the right fielder and the center fielder. Runner coming around to score is Cuss. Mora will end up at third. The center fielder eventually ran that ball down as he cut behind the right fielder, Bonifilio. And the throw came into the plate trying to get Cuss the first runner. It went to the backstop, and that allows Morrow to go all the way around to third. So it'll be a double, goes to third on the throw, and an RBI for Kaito Morrow. And they'll bring up Chase Tonk. 3-0 Southeast. Hernandez into the wind. Breaking ball popped up. The catcher out from behind home plate, Reynolds to make the play. In foul ground up the right field line for the second out of the inning. Foul out to the catcher for the second out. And that'll bring up Connor Sutherland. Sutherland 0 for 1. Southeast with a run now in each inning so far. In the first, second, and third as they put up the picket fences so far, leading it 3-0. Hernandez into the wind. And the right-hander pitches. Breaking ball misses for ball one. Foul ball off the right side to leave in the count at 1-1. Glenn Clark will have the call of Pacific Southwest and Maryland State coming up as soon as we're done with this one. 2.5-hour rain delay here today before the 3 o'clock game. That's why we're behind if you're expecting Pacific Southwest in Maryland. Left side, Bergstrom on the one hop, throws in time. Nice play by Bergstrom in the hole to retire the side. But Southeast gets another one. Pair of doubles. They score a run. End of 2.5 and Southeast 3. Mid-Atlantic nothing. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Hey, baseball fans, do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help. Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your storage needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out their garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
Kisway Mobile is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. Watch every game live, where you can root for your team by creating clips to share your favorite plays. Download the Kisway app, K-I-S-W-E, in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
Bottom of the third, Bonifilia free and firm and due for Mid-Atlantic, trailing by a score of 3-0. Orioles have the night off. They reacquired utility man Steve Pierce today from the Rays. Hegan into the wind, and he nails the outside corner with strike one. Yankees and Mets are tied at one. Twins over the Indians, 8-3, bottom of the third. Fifth inning, Royals and Rays scoreless. Same thing for the Marlins, Cubs, Blue Jays, and Astros. Fastball outside, 1-1. Nationals and the Diamondbacks coming up tonight at 9:40. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Connor Hegan brings some serious propane with that fastball. The 1-2. Outside and low. 2-2. From 50 feet away, you've got to make a quick decision. Wide open stance from Bonifilia. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Second strikeout for Hegan. That'll bring up the extra hitter, Josh Free. Hegan into the wind. Swing and a miss. Had a fastball for strike one. Playground out in left center field. Youngsters running around that. Fastball from Hegan in there for a called strike of the knees. 0-2. There is a pavilion slash hitting test building as Free swings and misses at the fastball for strike three. Out in left field as well, you've got the Residence Inn serving as the warehouse in right field. A replica of Camden Yards here at Cal Senior's Yard. Very little wind blowing here now in Aberdeen. That was not the case earlier this afternoon where it was pouring. But the turf field surface, the water, basically runs right off. And as soon as it stopped raining and no lightning in the area, we were back playing. But it was 2 hours and 18 minutes later. The 1-0. They'll appeal to first, no swing. And it's 2-0. Hegan into the one. Grounded toward the hole at second. Beautiful play by Cuss. Spins, throws, got him. Three up, three down for Mid-Atlantic in their half of the third. End of three complete. Southeast 3, Mid-Atlantic nothing. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid. I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-Mercedes for details about costs and terms.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
We go to the top of the fourth inning. Connor Hegan, the pitcher, who homered his last time up to lead off against Adrian Hernandez. 3-0 Southeast on top out of Atlantic Beach, Florida. Hernandez into the wind, and the pitch, breaking ball, misses for ball one. Hegan through 3 innings on the mound, has thrown 32 pitches, giving up 1 hit, and has struck out 3 and walked 1. Hernandez misses low and away, 2-0. Hernandez came in inning number 2. Through 2 innings, has given up 4 hits and 2 runs with 1 strikeout. 2-0 pitch on the way. Check swing out in front of the plate. Reynolds, the catcher, out with it. Throws to first in time. Solid play by Cody Reynolds to get the first out of the inning. Colby Reynolds that time, once the batter got out of the way, he sprung right out with the dirt and the grass come together. Morgan gave him the inside target, and Reynolds hit it. One away. The fastball is inside. Kincaid hits it. Colby Reynolds catching Adrian Hernandez. Hernandez, the right-hander, into the wind. The 1-0 breaking ball back up the middle and stopped behind second base. Throw to first in time, or not in time. Good play by Ethan Stith to make that close. He went ranging behind second base. Spun around, made a throw, and nearly got him at first base. Hits it on with the infield hit. That'll bring up Dylan Farah. Catcher, 0 for 1. Grounded to third, his first time up. This time he'll loop one into left field for a base hit. Farah now 1 for 2. Runners at first and second with one away. So Farah ambushing Hernandez. That bat going on the first pitch. Jacob Hamill, the first baseman who doubled, ground rule doubles that hit the warning track and bounced up and over the wall. Two on for Hamill here. One out in the top of the fourth. Breaking ball stays in, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Hernandez from the set. Fastball, swing and a miss. Hernandez bringing the express right there, and it's 1-1. Bergstrom pitched the first inning, gave up a hit and a run. Hernandez winds. Pop foul behind the plate, and it's 1-2. Limwald is on deck. Hernandez from the set, breaking ball, punch to the right side. Stith has it, throws to first in time. Runners move up 70 feet. Now it's second and third. That time Stith showed his range the other way, ranging to his left. Larry Zumwalt struck out his first time up. Hernandez into the wind, breaking ball. In there for a called strike. Hernandez comfortably throwing that change up, that overhand curve to start the count. The 0-1. Fastball swung on, fouled into the mid, 0-2. Three nothing Southeast. Hernandez from the set. And the pitch. Zumwalt swings and misses. Reynolds tags him for the final out of the inning. Hernandez with his second strikeout. End of 3.5. Southeast 3. Mid-Atlantic nothing. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price of participation
Kinsway there. Mobile is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. Watch every game live, where you can root for your team by creating clips to share your favorite plays. Download the Kisway app, K-I-S-W-E, in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Cal Seniors Yard. Southeast leading it by a score of 3-0. Bottom of the fourth here for Mid-Atlantic. We go back to the top of the lineup. Stith, Reynolds, and Morgan Dew here. Stith with a couple of fine defensive plays. The top half of the inning for Mid-Atlantic. So far, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Southeast. From Marlton, New Jersey, no runs, 1 hit, and 1 error. Maryland Pacific Southwest still to come in a primetime matchup here when this one is over. Behind 2.5 hours because of thunderstorms that rolled through at 3 o'clock. But because of the turf field surface here, we're able to get the games in. We just had to wait to do it. Connor Hegan ready to face Ethan Stith. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Hegan fires. Misses outside for ball one. Hegan into the wind. Popped up on the right side. Hamill, the first baseman, with the arms out. Says, I got it. And he does for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Colby Reynolds. Grounded back to Hegan, the pitcher, his first time up. Hegan so far giving up just 1 hit. The fastball misses low, 1-0. Open stance for Reynolds, up in the box. Line drive, left field, base hit. Second hit of the night for Mid-Atlantic. And that'll bring up Blake Morgan. Left-handed hitter. Hegan moves to the stretch. Reynolds with his lead at first. Hegan looks over there. It's a short lead. Hegan will step off. Honolulu, Hawaii, Bel Air, Maryland still to come tonight. Throw to first, and Reynolds is back in easily. Big game earlier today, Japan handling the Dominican Republic with surprising ease, 6-1. Hegan fires the fastball. Morgan fouls it off right side. Big one coming up 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Wish we were here to see it. Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, the Battle of the Islands. No balls and one strike now to Blake Morgan. Hegan to the set. And the pitch. Fastball. Chop foul right side. It's 0-2. Kids from nearby Marlton, New Jersey, well represented on the right side with fans. Hegan steps off. Reynolds back to the bag. No balls and two strikes to Blake Morgan with the open stance. The 0-2 pitch. Hit in the air to right center field and deep. That's going to be in there for an extra base hit. Off the wall. Reynolds gets the stop sign. Ouch. Morgan colliding with Hamill. I believe it was the first baseman. Hamill loses his hat. That's got to be interference. He never got to the bag. He's a foot away from the bag, and they tagged him. That's got to be interference with the runner. I'm not sure. We've not seen a call yet right now. Obviously, we're worried about Morgan's health as he is down. I think the umpires are going to come together and talk about this. I mean, there's no way Blake Morgan's going to end up 4 feet in front of second base the way he did without hitting Hamill en route. Nice sportsmanship by the Southeast team. Everybody coming over to see if Blake Morgan's all right and offer him a hand. So runners at second and third. Give Morgan the double. Reynolds is at third. Normally when you have interference, an umpire puts a fist out because the play has a chance to continue, but the injury occurred right then and there. Here's a ground ball by Bergstrom, hit into the hole. Taken by the shortstop, throw to first in time. Good throw by Tonk. The run scores. Mid-Atlantic is on the board. It's 3-1. So Bergstrom with the RBI ground out for the second out of the inning. Reynolds comes in to score. Morgan moves up to third on the play. 3-1 now, Southeast. Hegan's fastball hits the outside corner to Zach Weiner. Weiner trying to deliver Morgan 70 feet away. Pops it up, foul behind the plate, and it's 0-2. Weiner singled his first time up, but then was picked off first. Base hit gets Mid-Atlantic within one. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. And a run in. Hegan into the line. Scorched to deep left field. And that one's going to be off the wall for extra bases. Weiner speeding towards second base. And an RBI double for Weiner. And it's 3-2 Southeast. Second double of the inning for Mid-Atlantic, and it's now 3-2 with a tying run 140 feet away. That'll bring up Jackson Edelman. Edelman flying to center his first time up. Hegan into the line. Misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Two outs. Hegan into the line. At the knees for a strike. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Mid-Atlantic showing signs of life here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Scoring twice to pull within 3-2. Hegan fires. Misses low for a ball. 2-1. Mid-Atlantic now with four hits in the ballgame, three of them here in this inning. Single by Reynolds, double by Morgan, and a double by Weiner. Pitch from Hegan goes to the backstop. Fair finally realizes it's under his glove. And now the tying run 70 feet away in the form of Weiner for Mid-Atlantic. Three-one pitch from Hegan. Here it comes. Popped up in play. Farah makes the catch in foul territory for the final out of the inning. Big pitch there by Hegan as he gets Edelman to pop up to the catcher in foul territory. But some life for Mid-Atlantic. They're half of the fourth. Three hits, two runs. They leave a man. And a four complete. Southeast 3, Mid-Atlantic 2. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Hey, baseball fans, do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help. Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your storage needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out their garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
We go to the top of the fifth, Southeast now with some company. Mid-Atlantic with a pair in the bottom of the fourth. It's now 3-2 Southeast. Top of the lineup with Brubaker, Cuss, and Morrow due for the boys from Atlantic Beach, Florida. Pitch from Hernandez. Line off the first baseman, Morgan, and Brubaker will reach. He scorched that one down there. Morgan got his body in front of it. Been a tough inning for Blake Morgan. Got hurt on the base paths for a moment. Now going to have to walk that one off as he put his body in front of it. You've got to give him an infield hit. So the leadoff man on Brubaker. Cuss is at the plate. He's doubled twice. Takes a called strike. Fans big league chew. The ballplayer's bubble gum. The official bubble gum of the Cal Ripken World Series. It's the number one shredded gum sold in the U.S. and is also available in bubble gum balls. Look for the big league chew pouches at the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series and in a store near you. Hernandez steps off. And they do roll it a hit. Eighth hit of the game for Southeast. Hernandez out of the stretch. Fastball popped up right side with the runner going, and it'll be out of play. No balls and two strikes. To Josh Cuss, the second baseman. Stands very close to the plate. Hernandez, fastball popped up behind the plate, and it'll end up in the crowd. Count remains 0-2. 3-2 Atlantic Beach, Florida, leading Marlton, New Jersey. Hernandez from the stretch. And the 0-2 breaking ball doesn't break. Gets behind the catcher, Reynolds. Runner takes off for second, and the throw. Got him! Brubaker did not slide, and it gave the fielder a perfect chance to tag him. And Brubaker is called out for the first out of the inning. Cuss now with another foul ball off the netting. 1-2. Can't tell you the quality of the catching we have seen in this tournament from almost every single team. It's been unbelievable. The 1-2. fouled into the mitt of Colby Reynolds for the first out of the inning, or second out of the inning. First time they've retired Cuss tonight. Great change from Hernandez. Colby Reynolds has been dynamite behind the plate tonight for Mid-Atlantic. Two outs. Kaito Morrow, the right fielder. Hernandez into the wind. Change up, swung through and missed, 0-1. The 0-1 misses outside, 1-1. Morrow slightly open stance from the right side. Hernandez into the wind. Another changeup, and it's 1-2. Hernandez has had tremendous confidence firing that pitch at any point in the count. He's had success. The 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. Swung on and missed. Reynolds throws to first to complete the strikeout. So Adrian Hernandez continuing to do a fine job here in relief. That's his fourth strikeout. End of 4.5. Southeast 3, Mid-Atlantic 2. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get your kids' sneaker game on starting Friday at Kohl's. Score the sneaker brands they love at great savings. Cool kicks from Adidas, New Balance, Asics, Vans, Puma, and more. Plus, any way you pay, take an extra 15% off your purchase. And snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 5th to 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Mid-Atlantic down 3-2. Adrian Hernandez, the pitcher, to lead off. Hegan into the wind. Fastball in there for a called strike on the inside. Some popped up on the right side. Hegan into the wind. The 0-2. Popped up again right side, and that's going to get out of play. Deep down the right side. Hernandez gave that one a ride. It kept on carrying. Hegan into the wind, the 0-2. Took something off of that. Hernandez jumped on it, but he found it straight back. No balls and two strikes. Hegan into the wind. Punch toward right field, but well placed. Right in his tracks is Kaito Morrow for the first out. Hernandez hit it hard, but right at Morrow. First out of the inning. Hernandez now 0 for 2. Center fielder Bonifilia struck out his first time up. Hegan into the wind, and the pitch on the corner for a called strike. No balls and one strike. Hegan working quickly into the wind, takes something off of it, and that one bounces in the dirt outside. 1-1. Still to come, Pacific Southwest in Maryland. The 1-1 pitch, swung and missed. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Pete Medhurst with you from Aberdeen, Maryland. Great to have you with us tonight on SFMSports.net and the Kiss We app. That fastball, good target outside by Farah. Hegan hit it, but he was well outside. Fans are often fooled because the catcher doesn't move, but the target was well outside. 2-2, one away. Pitch from Hegan on the way. Fouled off to the right, out of play. Hegan into the wind. Here comes the 2-2. Grounded toward third. Picked nicely there by Sutherland. Throws to first in time. Two away. That'll bring up the extra hitter, Josh Free. And it'll be a pinch hitter. It'll be Colin Griffin. So Griffin will pinch hit for Free. So Griffin will swing from the right side. 3-2 Southeast, Mid-Atlantic. Here at the bottom of the fifth, looking for the tying run. Open stance from Griffin. Hegan into the wind and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Hegan working quickly. Popped up. That'll be on the roof here above us. Out of play. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch coming up from Hegan. Into the wind. Fastball outside. 1-2. The 1-2. Hit toward right center field. Morrow going over to his right. Makes the catch on the move for the final out of the inning. Three up, three down for Mid-Atlantic in their half of the fifth. We go to the sixth. Southeast 3, Mid-Atlantic 2. It's the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store 10.
T-Mobile is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. Watch every game live, where you can root for your team by creating clips to share your favorite plays. Download the Kiswe app, K-I-S-W-E, in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
Top of the sixth inning in a game that's just over an hour old. This has been played at a breakneck pace. Good game from both teams. Chase Tonk, the leadoff. It's the breaking ball high for ball one. Tonk grounded to third in the first, fouled out to the catcher in the third. He's ground out the first, though produced a run, scoring Brubaker. 3-2 Southeast by a run. Fastball's in there for a strike from Adrian Hernandez, who's been dynamite since coming on in relief for Bergstrom in the first. He took over in inning number two. Pitch is in the dirt, blocked by Reynolds, but nobody on base. One ball and one strike. Hernandez into the windup, fastball is fouled off right side, and it's 2-2. Hernandez. Hernandez into the wide. Fastball up and in. 3-2 to Tonk. No wind to speak of here. Flags fairly still out in center field. One of the few times in this Cal Ripken World Series that that's been the case. 3-2 pitch from Hernandez. Fastball low for ball four. Tonk with the leadoff walk. Connor Sutherland has made a nice defensive play there in that bottom of the fifth. He's up at the plate now. See if they maybe bunt him trying to get an insurance run and move the runner along. Breaking ball. Late mechanic from the home plate umpire puts up the fist for the strike. Oh and one. Tonk with the leadoff first. Hernandez from the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. 0-2. Hernandez has struck out four in four innings of work. Steps off. Tonk returns to first. No balls and two strikes. Runner goes. They pitch out. Throw down to second base by Reynolds, and they drop the ball. Bergstrom dropped it right at the point of the slide, and Tonk is in with a stolen base. Good throw from Colby Reynolds as they pitched out. One ball and two strikes. Hernandez looks back at second. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted toward right field and in there for a base hit. Tonk is going to come around third and stop right there. He took a wide, wide turn, but wisely stopped there as they hit the cutoff man, Ethan Stith, who was ready to fire it in. So now first and third and nobody out for Southeast. And perhaps the end of the line for Adrian Hernandez. And it looks like it will be the case. Blake Morgan is going to come in to pitch, the first baseman for Mid-Atlantic. Blake Weinstein will go over to first. He'll come into the ball game. So Morgan is the new pitcher. Weinstein comes in to be the new first baseman. The left fielder, Ryan Furman, comes in. Hernandez will go back out in the field. Hernandez will join his outfield mates as he will go to left field. Weinstein to take over at first, which means he'll go in Furman's batting spot. So Blake Morgan called upon here to shut down Southeast, who's looking for some insurance, leading at 3-2. So Hernandez, solid job. Came on in the second inning. Struck out four. For Mid-Atlantic. But right now is responsible for the two runners on. Connor Hegan as they throw to first. Weinstein applies the tag, but back is Sutherland. Hegan hit a solo home run to lead off the second. Morgan off the back of the rubber fakes the third. Tonk is back. Morgan from the stretch. Runners at first and third. Fastball swung on and missed by Hegan for strike one. Morgan looks at third, now looks at first. The 0-1 on the way. Pitcher on the outer half. They throw through. Bergstrom fell down, but he's able to field it. The runner is safe as Sutherland gets in. Runners now at second and third. Hegan facing an 0-2 count. Morgan from the stretch. The infield is up. Fastball misses outside, 1-2. One and two. The infield playing at the edge of the grass, trying to cut off the run. Hegan checked the swing. The pitch is high. They appeal. No swing. 2-2. Hernandez went four innings plus through 60 pitches, eight hits, two runs, four strikeouts, and a walk. Two balls, two strikes. Hegan checks his swing again, and it's low. 3-2. First base is open. The 3-2 pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. He got him. So Blake Morgan makes a big pitch when he has to for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Cade Hitson. Hitson fouled out to the third baseman and reached on an infield hit his last time up, 1-2. Maryland and Pacific Southwest still to come. Honolulu versus Bel Air, Maryland. Here's a fastball in the outer half for a strike. This was the 5:30 game that did not start till 7:47 because of rain. It is being played at a heck of a pace. This one is punched through the hole and drawn in infield and a base hit, and Tonk comes in to score. It's 4-2 Southeast on the RBI single by Cade Hitson. Sutherland moves up to third. Runners at first and third now with one away. Dylan Farrow, the catcher now. Big insurance run brought in there by Cade Hitson. Perfect name for a baseball player, H-I-T-S-O-N. The pitch to Farrow. Up and away, ball one. Farrow singled his last time up, was grounded to third. 1-2, or 1-for-2 rather, on the night. Hits him with the lead off first. Short lead for Sutherland at third. Morgan into the line. The runner goes. Sutherland throws through. They tag him. He's out. Didn't slide. And again, gives Bergstrom a great chance to tag him, and they do. So, terrific throw again from Colby Reynolds. It's been a machine back there tonight. So Morgan will go to the full windup. No, he'll step off now and go to the stretch. Sutherland's still at third. Now two outs, a 2-0 count. Fastball inside, 3-0 to Farrow. Three balls and no strikes. Morgan into the wind and the pitch. Fastball at the knees for a strike, 3-1. Morgan checks the runner at third. From the set and the pitch. Fastball on the outer half of the knees. Called strike, 3-2. Three and two, two away. And the pitch to Farrow. Swing and a miss. He got him. But a big delivery by Cade Hitson to get an insurance run for Southeast. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Southeast 4, Mid-Atlantic 2. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hey, baseball fans, do you have extra clutter around the house? Are you ready to knock it out of the park? Uncle Bob's can help.
Uncle Bob's Self-Storage offers a wide variety of spaces for all of your storage needs. You can rent for a couple of months during a remodeling project or long-term to finally clean out the garage or attic. With over 500 Uncle Bob's locations across the U.S., Uncle Bob's is sure to have a location near you. To learn more, call or visit us online at UncleBob's.com. That's UncleBob's.com.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Bottom of the sixth inning of a crisply played game here. Connor Hegan looking to finish it up. Go the route here for Southeast. He leads at 4-2 through five innings. Hegan has thrown 60 pitches, 4 hits, 2 runs, 3 strikeouts, and a walk. Blake Weinstein, or check it. Blake Morgan will lead off. No, that's Blake Weinstein. He's batting in the place of Furman. Takes a called strike. Pop up. Down the right field line and foul. It's 0-2. The 0-2. Low, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Weinstein swinging for the first time today. Fastball outside, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Outside, ball 3. So Mid-Atlantic trying to get the leadoff man on here to start the bottom of the sixth. The 3-2 pitch. Popped up on the right side. Hamill, the first baseman, charges and makes a diving catch. Nice play by Jacob Hamill to start the inning. That'll bring up Ethan Stith, who walked in the first. Popped up to the first baseman in the fourth. Hegan misses with ball 1. Hegan into the wind. That one's low and away. 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 with one away. And a pitch. Low, ball 3. 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. Hegan into the wind and the pitch. And he misses inside. Ball 4 in the tying run will come to the plate in the form of Colby Reynolds. Reynolds singled and scored back in the fourth. Grounded back to the pitcher in the first. Cuss, the second baseman, comes in to have a discussion with Hegan. And now the manager will come out and have a discussion. And let's see what Team Southeast does here. Crunch time. 4-2 Southeast. That insurance run looking huge now with the runner at first and one away. Hegan still seems to be throwing with plenty of velocity. That's not the issue here. He will stay. Reynolds, who's been so good all night catching, stands right up in the front of the box and right up on the inner part of the batter's box. Fastball. This is outside, ball one. Now, if you're stiff over at first base, you're not doing anything silly here from a lead standpoint and risk getting picked off. Throw to first, and stiff is diving back in. Maryland and Pacific Southwest still to come. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning here, 4-2 Southeast with the lead. And the pitch on the outer half for a called strike, 1-1. Both teams here looking for their first win of this Cal Ripken World Series. The 1-1 from Hegan. Popped up foul behind the plate, and it's 1-2. Hegan from the stretch with stiff off first. Pitch to Colby Reynolds. Misses up and away, 2-2. Good target by Fair, but he was set up outside. Two balls, two strikes with one out. And a pitch. High, ball three. So now, the tying run at the plate with a 3-2 count. Hegan from the stretch. And the pitch. Reynolds fouls it away. Having a heck of an at-bat here. As it ends up on the roof to our right. Hegan with a new baseball. Looks at first. Now comes set. 3-2 pitch on the way. Wow, where did that miss? That looked right down the middle. Had to be low because it had the plate. And Hegan gives the ball to his manager, comes out, and he will come out of the game. It looks like they will change pitchers. So now two runners on for Mid-Atlantic. And it's Cuss, the new pitcher. So Josh Cuss will take over here in relief for Hegan. So Cuss, the new pitcher. Hegan will go play third. And they'll move Sutherland over to second. So Sutherland now at second, Hegan the third baseman, and Cuss in here to try and close this and get the save for Southeast and get their first win of this Cal Ripken World Series. The dangerous Blake Morgan at the plate, though, for Mid-Atlantic. Morgan doubled and scored back in the fourth. Grounded to first in the first. He's 1-for-2. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher, one away, two on for Mid-Atlantic. Trailing 4-2, Morgan with the exaggerated open stance, and the pitch from Cuss. Fastball in there for a strike. Connor Hegan throws 77 pitches, four hits, two runs, three strikeouts, and three walks, responsible for the two on base. can only be the winner. He cannot be the loser. That pitch is outside. Hegan going 5 1/3. Giving way to Josh Cuss. One away, 1-1 pitch. From the stretch, Cuss working from the third base side. And into the wind, here it comes. Morgan punches it foul left side. One ball and two strikes. One and two, one away. Morgan, the left-handed hitter, swinging the bat through the box. Cuss from the set. Here it comes with a 1-2. Breaking ball. Doesn't come back. Count. Now two balls and two strikes. Cuss into the wind. The 2-2 pitch. Morgan to the left side. Taunt to second for one. They throw to first. Hamill digs it out, but Morgan beats it out. Chase Taunt did a nice job to take that in-between hop. They erase Reynolds at second, 6-4 for the second out of the inning. So now runners at first and third. And Aaron Bergstrom coming to the plate. 4-2, Southeast clinging to the lead. Two outs now, and Bergstrom at the plate. Another right-handed hitter, right up on top of the plate, but he's in the back of the box. Fastball misses low and away. Four runs, 10 hits, no errors for Southeast. Marlton, New Jersey with two runs, four hits, and one error. Cuss into the wind with a 1-0. Paints the outside corner with a strike, 1-1. As we mentioned, that insurance run for Southeast in the top half of the inning looming very large right now, where the tying run would be 70 feet away. The 1-1 from Cuss. The runner goes. They'll throw through, and he's safe at second base. So Morgan, the tying run is at second. Stith at third. 2-1 with two outs. Cuss working to Bergstrom. Into the wind and the pitch. Bergstrom floats one down the right field line and foul. We were that close to a tie game. On a night where they're trying to play the 8 o'clock game right now, which would be at 9:15. This game has been well played and fast. We started at 7:47. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. 4-2 Southeast. Mid-Atlantic down to their final strike. Two runners on. Cuss from the set. The 2-2. Hit high in the air on the right side. Hamill puts his hands up, squeezes it for the final out of the ball game. Tell you what, Jacob Hamill had a heck of a night over at first base defensively here for Southeast. He's one of the many heroes they've had here in this one. Final score, Southeast 4, Mid-Atlantic 2. This is the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Your personal career plan is complex. It takes commitment and a relevant education. What if you could design your own career or even reinvent it? Be the architect of your future. At Stevenson University, we provide you with the building blocks for success in today's in-demand careers and for the future. Our adult undergraduate degree programs let you study online at your own pace while you gain knowledge, skills, and experiences. Take the complexity out of your career path. Visit Stevenson.edu now.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Connor Hegan, the winning pitcher, Josh Cuss with the save. Southeast wins their first of the Cal Ripken World Series by a score of 4-2. Back with more on our postgame show in a moment. The 2016 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Kisway Mobile is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series. Watch every game live, where you can root for your team by creating clips to share your favorite plays. Download the Kisway app, K-I-S-W-E, in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Mid-Atlantic will have the day off tomorrow, while the Southeast Stars will take on the Pacific Northwest to beat Ohio Valley today by a score of 9-6. Coming up, primetime game of the day, Maryland and Pacific Southwest. It promises to be a good one. You've been waiting around for a while for it. Glenn Clark has the call coming up next. I'm Pete Medhurst. Once again, your final score, Southeast 4, Mid-Atlantic 2. One more to go coming up to the 2016 Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net to access game broadcast archives, live score updates, exclusive video interviews, and to listen live to the Cal Ripken World Series.